Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Hey there, it's Inta again in the secret bunker across the street from the Burger King that was definitely torn down a couple weeks ago. It is gone. Yikes. But I have good news. First, today's episode is the audio from the recent January 11 live show from Talia Hall here in Chicago. There are definitely some spicy visual things going on in this episode. So if you find you really need to see photos, there are a bunch of them available for Patreon subscribers at patreon.com/magictavern. Oh, the other good news is that we have an official date for the return of regular episodes of Hello from the Magic Tavern. Season 5 starts on Monday, March 18, just in time for the 9-year anniversary of the show. Okay, speaking of the show, let's listen in to this live recording from Talia Hall.
Hello from the Magic Tavern! A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. And look, I say weekly, but we take breaks. Sometimes we gotta take a little bit of time off, you know? It's good to have quest-life balance. I'm Arnie Niekamp, the greatest Thank you. The greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, fuck you, I'm on vacation. Look, I'm sorry, you're gonna be confused. It's okay, look, usually if I wasn't on vacation, I would share a couple of succinct sentences that would explain everything to the point where it would all make sense. It would all come together like a perfectly crafted story, like Back to the Future or Paddington 2. But now it's just gonna seem like a total fuck around, I'm sorry. But thank you, the tavern is so surprisingly full of people. Not know that there is a blunder storm warning. We are all gonna be trapped in here. But there's no group I would rather be trapped with, and that does include my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger. I have too many questions. I don't know where to start. Did you come in carrying a stack of bones?
Yeah, those are my bones. Every time there's a blunder storm, I tend to sort of... I'm a bit of a hovel hoarder.
Sure.
So I tend to try and do some, you know, blunder cleaning. You ever heard of blunder cleaning?
No, I have not.
So whenever there's a blunder storm, you're supposed to get rid of half your stuff.
Okay.
But I have all these bones, and I thought, you know, to just get rid of them tonight.
I mean, those are big bones.
Thank you. Thank you. my gosh, thank you.
Those are big bones.
Thank you.
How are you doing, bud? Are you enjoying our vacation?
I'm really enjoying it. I feel like I'm getting a little more downtime. I'm getting to know the real Arnie.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Is this your first blender storm?
I think, I've been through some minor blender storms, but I've just decided to, right in this moment, just feel like this is the biggest blender storm I've ever been through. I feel like it's a storm that is so big that it would make me extra appreciative of anyone that, I don't know, had plans to do something stupid that night, and they're like, you know what? I'm still gonna do that stupid thing.
Huh. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Or like, you know what? I'm gonna travel kind of a far ways. Even though I may never get home.
Travel far ways even though I may never get home. Arnie, that's just like Back to the Future, which you always talk about.
I know. I'm always talking about Back to the Future and Paddington 2.
And what you say is your most favorite movie, you don't mess with the Zohan.
Yes. I always refer to it by its proper title, You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
That has to be the title,
that
right?
That has to be.
That has to be.
Exactly. No way of finding out for sure.
And Arnie, please, since there's a blender storm and we have nowhere to go, please tell us the story.
Okay.
Do the voices.
So.
Arnie, do the voices.
I was going to do it, and then I heard one person say yes in a way that I just wanted it too much. I think we all know, look, at this point, let's just acknowledge my approach is no. It's not yes and, it's no, but maybe this other thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of maybe this other thing.
Oh, come on. Do the story.
I'm going to bring out someone who knows the story of You Don't Mess with the Zohan even better than I do. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, Usador the Blue.
Master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak.
Smellick.
The dwarves know me as Zonanenhuk Sangjis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmuinius Maestar. And there may be other secret names. Names that if... Ah, fuck it, we're on vacation.
Yeah, hey, Usador. Oh.
Usador, where did you get a aluminum can of beer?
Yeah, I feel like I wasted $32.
I brought it back from Earth with me. I was on Earth recently.
Recently?
Yeah, I got these cool slippers.
Whoa! Oh, tell us while you were on Earth, did you see?
I was bored.
You sir, did you see it?
Oh, Don't Mess with the Zohan?
Yes.
I think we all know it's You Don't Mess with
you
the Zohan.
You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Well, of course I saw it. It's the main reason I went.
So, how was it? Is it everything Arnie said?
Oh, yes, and more. It was a wonderful performance by Ben Stiller?
No.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, yes.
He was a wonderful... There's a lot of hair in my mouth. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you all. How do you do it? It's a real nightmare, isn't it? This gentleman here at the tavern tonight has a beard similar to mine.
Usador is pointing out that there are a fair number of people in the tavern tonight that look a lot like Usador.
Huh. Oh, that could... Maybe that's just me from another timeline. Wink.
And is that another chunt, but with a better skin?
Oh.
Well, you see the thing about this wonderful Adam Sandler vehicle...
He played
a hairdresser.
Ooh,
which
okay.
is just rife for comedy gold.
Oh, rife and comedy go hand in hand.
Indeed, that's what I thought.
Sorry, I gotta give this guy something.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wait. You're...
Close enough.
Chunt, you just took off your underwear and you threw it into the audience.
Not the first time, not the last.
I would also like to point out that there are several people in the audience that are dressed exactly like me. I'm not throwing you my underwear.
In the tavern.
In the tavern, that is
Arnie,
true.
The whole world isn't an
the
audience.
The whole world's my audience.
Staring at you all the time, you egomaniac.
I've requested that people start dressing like me just in case there's an assassination attempt.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I know, that's why they're in the theater booth over there.
And I would say to you, other Arnie, live every moment in fear. For Arnie is the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and there are not but evildoers all around us who would do not but destroy him from the ground up. And even I have thought from time to time, what if I just took my hands, wrapped them around his neck, and listened to the sounds of bones crushing. Oh, you got some bones here today, don't you?
Yeah. Bones! I don't want to spend too much time...
So Adam Sandler's a hero.
Oh, God.
And why don't you mess with him?
Well, because, you see, at this time in history, and if you're a man of a certain age, you have a lot of preconceptions about hairdressers which are wildly inaccurate. And if you wanted to play against those wildly inaccurate assumptions about hairdressers, you would make this a very tough hairdresser. For it was believed the hairdressers were weak in some way, which is a false and erroneous thing to believe. So really, quite a despicable film now that I think about it. Hmm. This is the most I've ever thought about it. And I went to Earth specifically to see it.
Guys, what should we do with our Blunder Day? It's so rare to get a date to just do nothing, just kind of cozy up, you know, with your best buds.
Yeah.
Hey, let's not relax, let's three-lax.
Well, I can get into that.
Just a couple of guys three-laxing.
Just boys'
night. Boys' night! I should show you the other artifact I brought back from Earth with me. It's these wonderful sweatpants.
Whoa!
With a picture of Garfield on them.
Whoa!
And he's saying, whatever.
Whatever. So and he grants wishes?
Now, like our very popular Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern, we watched a bunch of... watched? Was that what you called? In interacting with comics?
Endured?
Endured.
Mm-hmm.
We endured many Garfield comics. All inexplicable.
Oh.
I'm on vacation.
Let your hat down.
The most inexplicable thing about these pants to me is, after seeing many Garfield cartoons, why the fuck is he wearing tennis shoes?
No. It's like the whatever suggests, he's like, I'm not dealing with any bullshit, but I am going to put on tennis shoes for no reason.
But I put on shoes for the first time ever. That's weird, right?
That's wild. It's also just so fun that we're finally talking so much about Earth stuff. Yusur, did you meet that hot fucking banging-ass mom from Family Circus?
I wish. I loved the mom from Family Circus. Oh. She was so beautiful, and she was with that stupid idiot husband of hers.
What a piece of shit. Jennifer Circus, is that her name?
I assume her name is Jennifer Circus.
Something like that.
I'm going to retrieve my hat. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Wow, permission.
Chunt, we've got to stop asking Usador questions because he'll answer them.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Usador, what'd you eat on Earth?
Oh... The tale I can weave of the things that I ate upon the planet Earth. I went to an establishment where on the menu it said hot dog, and I burned the establishment to the ground before I realized they weren't serving dogs, but just sausages with a clever little fun name. But many people died.
Well, I've had enough of you two.
Arnie, we're just relaxing. You say it.
Here's the thing. Three-laxing is great, but what if we were four-laxing? Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to bring out, ladies and gentlemen of the tavern, I would like to bring out...
Don't have to address people when you're bringing someone over to the table.
I would like to bring out a guest that, frankly, I don't know how they're going to get out here because I'm not sure they walk. People are pretty excited about that.
Is it wheelbarrow?
It's not. People are less excited about that. It is...
Shovelin' Steve?
Good old Shovelin' Steve. Tell me, boy, I'm so sorry.
Let's ask Usador. Usador, what's Shovelin' Steve's deal?
Shovelin' Steve's deal is that he loves to shovel and dig holes, and he'll bury himself inside of them with his wife, Buried Mary.
Oh, Buried Mary. Oh, what a tragic tale.
Oh, it is a tragic tale. Buried Mary, married to Shovelin' Steve. First he met her by digging her up because she was already buried. That's how she got the name.
Yeah. Sorry, it's a whole poem.
Okay.
That rhymes every fourth stanza.
Every fourth stanza?
Hey, I didn't write this shit.
Here's the thing. You're listening to that poem for a long time and you're like, this is shit. And then suddenly it hits.
Ooh, yeah.
Buried Mary, oh so sad, buried so far under the ground. Stanza one.
Okay. So everyone, don't forget to lock the word ground into your memory. It's gonna be a while.
Buried Mary, oh so sad, buried so deep in the ground. Till come along Shovelin' Steve and heard her beneath dirt make a sound. Buried Mary, couldn't get up. She was so deep beneath. Then Shovelin' Steve came across her. Once he heard Mary
Wait,
queef.
Hold on. What did he do?
Once he heard Mary queef.
Oh, okay.
I'm just reciting a poem.
Arnie, do you want to bet on the rhyme?
That was... Never mind.
Anyway...
I love your segues, Arnie.
This is the whole thing, right?
I'm very excited. It's been a while. We sort of thought maybe he was dead. Cabaron Valentine, the tree.
Wow.
There was a man with a shovel back there.
Oh, no.
Was that Shovelin' Steve?
I do not know, but there was a lady, and it was on the rocks.
Oh, no.
Arnie, we had Cabaron coming on, and you said four-lax instead of tree-lax.
I tree-lax right now with you.
It's good
it's
to see you.
It's been too long. Chunt!
Way too... Oh, Cabaron.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, fine. It's winter. I'm dying.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, but we reburied you last time you were dying. And
yes.
You came back?
I grew.
I know.
And I'm old. I was baby. Now I'm old. And it happens again and again.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's painful.
Oh.
Do you find that people care more for baby Cabaron than maybe just regular Cabaron?
Oh, yeah, they go crazy for baby Cabaron. They're always, like, putting them on lunch boxes.
Right, right.
Dressing their doggies up like him, and then old Cabaron comes back, and they say, oh, go.
Fine. It's fine.
Become a coffin.
Oh.
That's interesting. Have you ever been crafted into furniture after you died?
No, not yet, but maybe this is my year.
Maybe this is the year, yeah. Okay.
Never know.
What would you like to be?
Oh, when I die, like really die?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a rocking chair because I love hanging out, but like also doing things.
Mm-hmm.
It's simultaneously relaxing and active.
What do you think happens when we die?
Good question.
Yeah, Arnie, what do you think?
Tell us, Arnie.
Arnie, what do you think?
Well, What do I think happens when trees die?
No,
I
feel, when you die.
When I die. Arnie, yikes.
Well, my culture is not a costume.
That's fair. I would say most of my life, I believe that nothing happens when we die.
Oh,
that we just cease to exist and we just live on in the memories of people we knew and the stories we told and the stories that are told about us. But now after falling through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon, luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the dimensional rift.
And are you? Because I feel like not from that Burger King.
That's true. That is true. If you just happen to be in town and hoping to visit that Burger King, do not. But now I think I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm more open to any kind of possibilities. I'm not sure. I just have to hope there's content to be made in heaven.
That's true. Content is king in heaven.
It is true. I believe that there was a song about that that went to...
What? Why are you doing this?
Are you
going to
barf? What are you...
Do you think you'll remember when I make content in heaven?
That's so sad.
Totally worth it.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Clapton. Clapton.
Clapton, yes.
Hey, you know what?
You do not want to know the backstory of that song.
Do you know what? We're on a break. This is a break. We aren't even doing the show right now. So what?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. We're just happy to be here with our friend, Kyber.
Yeah. And look, if this conversation is later monetized in some way,
Yeah, and also, if people happen to email me at chuntwith6t's@gmail.com, at some point, Arnie, I have your phone, and we can maybe read some emails.
Well, two people are into that idea.
Somebody gets the bone. Come and get your bone.
Oh, bones.
So
now you famously don't have them.
No, but the bones are like branches for people.
That's
true.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And I've always wanted to ask, I don't know if this is insensitive, do the branches match the roots?
For Cabron, see, but for others, no.
Hmm.
Is this a real bone?
That's a real bone.
Oh, thank God I don't have fingerprints.
Yes.
Now, what happens?
Maybe we're being framed for a crime today.
Yeah. Hold on. Chunt, did you murder someone and you're trying to set all of us up?
Oh, Chunt, are you trying to do one new thing a day?
Yes, and today was murder. And don't worry, this is Clax. Hold on.
Let him finish.
Let me finish. Clax is dead, and those are his bones.
But to be fair, Clax has been dead the whole time we've known him.
Yeah, he's a skeleton.
Yeah, he is a skeleton.
Let's also be very clear, the rest of Clax is very far away.
Yeah. This is all you're going to get. Cabron, have you... since you've been back, have you gone on any adventures or grown anything new or... Do you always grow back as the exact same type?
No, that's a good question.
Yes. Well, no. It was like four questions. I finally landed on one.
This year, kind of a letdown.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pine cones.
Oh, pine cones.
I don't know. What are they for? No one eats them. A couple of eight-year-olds made some crafts.
I always thought pine cones were like tree jizz.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too. I thought it was tree jizz.
Not the testicles, but jizz?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no jizzness like short jizzness. That's what I say. But no, it was pine cone, so it was a real snoozer of a spring.
Yeah. Oh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay. Maybe next year will be like dragon fruit or something.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Yeah. I was a mango tree one year. Oh, it was crazy.
Wow.
What was so crazy about it? Were people just coming to you for fruit all the time?
Yeah, mango trees are fun. People are like, oh, let's have a mango. And they bite and the juice goes down their throat. And then it's like, well, let's get crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But if you do that with pine cones, you go to the hospital.
Yeah.
You, sir, make a mango.
Era. Ah, shit. I'll just use this bone as a wand. Era trotula!
Oh!
What?
It appeared in my stomach.
What?
And I don't taste it.
No, it's in your stomach.
Yes, you should not have taste buds in your stomach.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Oh, it's kind of uncomfortable. Can you make it, like, chewed up? Like, it's just full in my...
You have a solid mango in your...
Yeah, that can't be good.
Oh, no, that's going to take years.
That's going to kill you. You just killed Chunt.
Oh, no.
He tried to frame me for a crime.
It feels like I have to burp. Can you get it? Two mangoes? What the fuck? Come on.
Gotcha, sucker.
Take it. Come on. Thank you.
What else could you put in there?
You'll never know. It was a snake.
Come on. Hey.
It's a little snake. That's a worm. You're right. I forgot. It's a worm. I just forgot what a worm was called for a second. So I said little snake because it was the closest thing I could think of.
Cabalone, what kind of things live inside of you?
Oh, so...
Great question.
Oh, thank you for asking.
Of course.
Thank you. You guys are so thoughtful asking all these questions. So I honestly... real answer is I don't truly know, but I've got some clues.
Okay. Oh, mystery.
Let's just go around the table. Arnie, what's in you?
I don't know, but there's got to be something in there.
Okay.
Chunk. Yeah, Chunk. What's in Chunk besides mangoes?
A lot of ringworm.
Oh, that's congratulations.
Thank you. They moved in last week.
Ring snake.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And then just a lot of ideas. You, sir, what's in you?
Power. Unlimited power. So great that if e'er I did misspeak but in the slightest, I could destroy this entire tavern, nay, this entire town, for I am magic incarnate! And some crackers I ate earlier today.
Ooh.
And there's a beer.
So you're not sure what's inside of you.
I found some eggs. And I'm waiting for them to hatch.
Oh.
Because it could be like a cute baby robin, or it could be another animal that lays eggs.
Snake?
What?
Yes. Ooh.
But how could they lay... They're not birds.
Chimera? Chimera, probably?
Yeah, chimera.
Yeah, they lay eggs for sure.
Two things.
That's true. Two in one.
Yeah. And then sometimes I find like things people leave.
Oh, like their initials?
Yes. Like loves like a heart, and then they cross it. A guy. It's usually a guy comes back and crosses it out.
Yeah.
Like how much of it do they cross out? Like the whole thing?
They say like love is dead, and then they like try to put a rope on one of my branches.
To like ensnare love?
That's what I thought. I said, oh, go get it. But they said, no, it's over. And I said, so then I usually break the branch down and say,
sure.
You need it. Go to betterhelp.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got my own Patreon.
I guess so.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I'm legally required to mention everywhere I go. BetterHelp.com. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you mind standing up for a second, Cabron?
Yes.
And, wow, so majestic to see you in action.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just take a look here and see what we see.
What do you see on me?
So it looks like carved here it says Shovelin' Steve, and then the name is crossed out. Looks like a Mary something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he rhymed every fourth stanza.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
This says Chunt plus Chunt in the front row.
Arnie Niekamp 42069.
Yes. I just love numbers, you know me.
Oh, it says 420 plus 69 equals 874?
Mm-hmm. Equals 8675309.
Oh. You're way off. What else?
That was a fun night, Arnie.
Yeah, I know. Yusra, what can you see on your side?
Just bark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you got a lot of bark on you.
I only do my right side, because the left side's just for buckets.
Just for buckets?
Yeah, I play basketball too.
Oh, I see.
Wow. Yeah, so this is just like maple syrup or something.
Besides just for getting buckets.
Yes, of course.
Wow, are you a flower forward?
I'm a flower forward. Yes. But I come from the bench sometimes, which I don't mind because it's like hanging out with a friend.
Yeah.
It's
nice. Are you good at tree bounding?
Oh, I'm really good at tree bounding. Really, really good at tree bounding. But I'm a bad at tree froze.
Oh.
Tree froze?
Yes, but who cares about that? Yeah. If you're good at free throws, it's like, okay, read a book.
You know what, guys? I'm having so much fun tree-laxing, a.k.a. forelaxing.
Arnie, I can always tell when you're having fun because it starts with,
So, yeah, like,
Every time we have a big party, every time you're going nuts, it always is like, I could do this forever.
I could do this forever, and then I leave immediately. I would like to bring out the fifth member of our five lacs. This gasps. Some people in the tavern can't count chairs.
Would you consider this a...
Wait, hold on. Did one of my imposters accurately count the number of chairs?
Isn't it bad enough that I have this one interrupting me already all the time? I need three of them.
No assassin's gonna accidentally kill an Arnie that can count the number of chairs.
Yeah, you gave yourself away, you blew it! You win nothing, you lose, sir! Good day!
I was going to try to make a portmanteau of the prefix pent and the word chill, and it probably would have been terrible, but I don't care, I'm on vacation.
Well, we'll still let you.
Pent chill. It doesn't work.
Wow, called his own shot.
Anyway, guys, having a great time. I'd like to bring out our good friend, Flower the Talking Flower.
Mentioned,
but I think you two have a past together.
Jess, we had a wonderful summer.
I thought you said Jess.
Well, Jess, I did. You remember Flower?
I do. It was really good. It was quick. It was dirty.
Yeah. It was so quick and so dirty.
Arnie, you can tell that Flower still likes Cabron. Because she kind of emo matted down one pedal.
Okay, listen. This thing was working just fine. And then out of fucking nowhere, a mango.
Uh-oh.
Just hit me right in the goddamn head. What am I supposed to... I can't fix it. Is it in the front? We'll flip it back.
Yes, well, I'm sure that no one's been conjuring mangoes around here. That should take responsibility for that, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know it was you. They're fucking out of
Damn
season.
I'm so sorry.
There's no way a mango would naturally appear this time of year.
How do you know it was me? Maybe Arnie did it.
Me? Yeah, Arnie, wasn't conjuring mangoes your first improv team?
Yes. Well, yeah, well, look, we were a Chris Kattan, all Chris Kattan impression group called Conjuring Mangoes. Sometimes we call it ourselves.
Oh, trees love Kattan.
Our catchphrase was, do you want some cookies?
So wait, you were all Chris Kattan improv group and your names were not Settlers of Kattan?
It should have been.
Missed opportunity.
Should have been.
Circle it back around.
They're all available, I would have to imagine.
Flower, I gotta ask, during a blunder storm, do you try and take shelter? Do your roots or petals freeze? What typically happens?
I use a lot of real good self-care, so I'm always like lubricating, making sure that things are working right. During a blunder storm, I like to,
Should we go? Should we like make an excuse to go and leave them?
Maybe. Yeah, let's be subtle about it.
Okay, I like to just make sure everything is like real loosey-goosey, and then I stare out the window and I love to see just the flakes of blunder coming down, and I think about my life and then just sort of, start masturbating.
That's so interesting. That's so interesting, Flower.
And Thank you.
Tree, what do you think of that?
I think it's perfect.
Wonderful.
See, this is our problem. This is why we could never work
That's
out.
True.
Is because he's just too nice about stuff. And I like
She's a dirty little freak and I need it. I would write her poems. And you can't and I know why that's down. Because it's I love you. He loves me not. And I did the math. I think that he loves me.
Wow. Let's test the math. Usador?
You want me to start pulling Flower's petals out?
Or just counting them.
Well, I can count them. I certainly wouldn't tear them out.
No, I'm she sure. likes it if you
I
get a little
I
rough.
Don't think... I could be honest. If you try, that whole fucking thing's coming off.
Yeah, yes.
Also,
Flower would kick my ass. We've very early on established Flowers are one of the things in food you do not fuck with.
No. Also, a little bit later, we established Flowers is pubes.
So. Flowers is pubes. You know what? There's a lot of canon.
Guys, we're on a break. There's a blunder storm coming. Can we just be non-canonical for...
We're on a break. We were
also,
on a break.
Yeah, if people were also at this venue last year, it was a different fucking flower. But you know what? Sometimes in the middle of a blunder storm, you're looking around your goddamn house, you're like, I can't find it. And then you find this one, which is one you wore for the previous year before that. And to be honest, this has been put on the dog a lot.
I remember when we would put on the dog a lot.
We would put on the dog!
Do you remember that? Yes, of course I do.
And you'd be like, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, a lot of bark.
And I'll be like,
mark your territory.
Hey, the three of us are going to go
we'll be back.
We're just going to go
not be near what's going on
each
here.
Other.
Why would we leave right now when there's nothing sexual going on at all?
Why do you always say that?
Just what I believe.
The fact that you say that so much just becomes suspicious.
Never leave any place until coitus is engaged. Try and get me out of your birthday party, I dare you.
So that's why he's been with us for 8 years.
That's true.
Wow. That's
until coitus is engaged.
Well, no, Arnie's my work wife.
Right, Arnie?
Sure.
Count these petals.
I've never counted them, and again, it's just it's seasonal.
He loves me.
Okay.
He loves me not.
No.
Good.
He loves me.
Yes.
He loves me not.
No.
Fuck.
He loves me. Do I count the one that's down?
No, you're supposed to go from the other side.
From the other side. I'll start over.
I think.
It should. Look, I'm no math genius, but it should work either way.
Wait, which side are you supposed to go
from? I think
from?
If it's this way, I think it works, and if it doesn't, oh no. But I can't count the chairs either.
Okay, wait. You, let's meet in the middle.
Okay.
You start on this side.
He loves me.
He loves me not. Did you move on for the he loves me not? Because you said it real quick.
I said it's, no, I'm on the third one. What are
what
you on?
What the fuck?
Oh.
Okay, I'm on the third one. He loves me. He loves me not.
He loves me.
I cheated it.
I did the math right.
No, but seriously. Shit, where the fuck have you been?
I was a pine cone this year. I didn't think you could love me.
You were a pine cone?
No one wants to be with a pine cone tree. You're like a, not even an acorn tree.
Do you know what I would do if I found you as a pine cone?
Please tell me in explicit detail. Please be graphic because it's winter and Papa's dying.
First thing I do is I would slather you in peanut butter.
Oh, creamy or crunchy?
With both.
Okay, oh, a big spender.
Then I roll you around in seeds.
What kind of seeds? Okay, I get it now.
We were getting there.
What?
And then I would put it outside and I would let the birds come and be a homemade bird feeder until you were ready to fuck me.
Wait, Usador.
Yes.
Can we switch real quick?
Sure, yes, of course. Here you go. And I've got the bone.
Okay, this is more correct.
Wow.
Do you know earlier when you asked what's inside him?
Yeah.
This bitch!
And this is to scale.
There's no easy way to say this, but...
You can watch.
Okay.
Arnie, I'm proud of you. Arnie, I'm so proud
thank
of you.
Thank you. Oh.
I always tell Arnie, you're a little fucking pervert. Speak up. It's so, yeah. Arnie, it's so nice to embrace your
point. We're sex positive plants.
Yeah, sex positive.
Yeah, if a tree comes in the forest, do you hear it?
I don't know, though. Watching a tree and a flower have sex, I don't have that kind of patience.
That's true. It has to be windy.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what it takes? But relationships sometimes take the right conditions. And
yeah.
It's good. It's a storm tonight.
That's
so
true.
I say after this, we all go outside, see what fucking happens.
Okay.
Arnie, I definitely want to see what fucking happens, but...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, shit, I forgot. I don't know how to count chairs.
6, apparently, according to the other Arnie.
What if I were not the right one? What if I were the fake one?
Wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Ask me a question only I would know the answer
What's
to.
What's your social security number?
Ha-ha, I don't know.
Oh.
That's our Arnie.
I'm so excited to bring out our next guest. I'll let him explain what his whole deal is. But I'm very excited to bring out Noah Payne.
I am a huge fan of your work.
That's really wonderful. I'm a big fan of yours as well. And Mr. Tree, I really enjoyed you in the most recent Slam Trunk contest.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's so good.
Yeah. When you pulled the ball between the branches, and it was pretty, it was stellar.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Noah.
And I'm so sorry. I'll introduce myself. I am Noah Payne. I'm a host of a local Scry cast, part of the Foonian Public Scrying Pools Network. Most famous people might know me from This Fingarian Scryfe. Usually a tale in 3 chapters where we explore some interesting facet of life here in Foon.
What's his voice
different...
doing?
This is the type of timber that your normal scrying pool host tends to engage in. Sometimes it becomes a bit of a stereotype.
I'm both sleepy and intrigued.
You had me at timber.
I want to go on a long drive and listen to you and stay just awake enough.
Ah. Yeah. It's really a multi-purpose tool of a voice. It can help you fall asleep. It can help you stay awake. It can help you do a lot of chores around the house if you want, which is how I got into it.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, this is also Pledge Week, so I've been looking for some really... What? No, you don't... I'll still... Stick around, but I'm looking for some interesting stories that we might have here.
Very well, then. If it is Pledge Week, I pledge this to fight evil in all its forms. Yea, no evil shall escape mine sight. I shall burn down any village where a group of orcs have come in to cause havoc and raise their ugly heads in the hopes of spreading evil and havoc through all hell.
Usador, Usador, I'm so sorry to interrupt.
You're saying
if orcs attack a town, you're going to come in and burn down that town.
The people have been through enough.
Hang on. The people are rebuilding.
This is exactly the type of off-kilter type of human interest story that we'd
really?
Love on, yeah,
oh,
on
wow.
this on this Fingarian scribe. Yeah, just
sorry. Continue.
Let me amend my pledge. If the orcs have already come in and killed everyone in the town, I shall burn it to ashes. Yet if there are still survivors there, I and the rest of the forces of goodness shall deliver them from evil. In a couple months when we're back on full time.
This and other wonderful pledges from a lot of our diviners and scriveners is just the type of content you can expect during Pledge Week.
Oh, wow. Since Usador pledged, can he get like a smoke bag?
Yes. Wait, what?
A smoke? Don't you guys give out smoke bags? It's like a little pouch.
A smoke bag.
A smoke bag.
A smoke bag.
With the name on it, with the name of the shell on it, and you can carry a library book in it.
To smoke thine enemies.
Yes.
You can put like your recycling in there.
Yes.
Bags.
Yes.
Yeah.
A smote bag. Yes. I thought at first it was a smoke bag, and I thought unto myself,
that'd be insane.
This could be very insane, but very useful to some of our listeners.
Noah, from my experience, if you're not entirely sure what Chun is saying, mm-hmm. just kind of go, anyway.
Ah.
That's a good idea.
Is there any local interest stories that we might enjoy?
Yeah, if we're going to be pledging stories, what are some great ones you've already
had? Is there like a cow with shoes or something? Like, what's going on?
Well, recently there was a very popular story called Seven Babies and a Dragon.
Oh.
Wait, seven babies and a dragon?
Yeah.
The world is topsy-turvy!
wherein there was an extra-dimensional traveler who was short and a math prodigy and a very quiet magician.
What?
And then five asexual badgers who would only be badgers? And therefore, they had adventures going to meet a dragon, and they were bringing their treasure to the dragon.
Fuck, that sounds so much better.
Whoa, yeah.
I'd listen to that story.
Yeah, you would. And at the end of it, there would be a pithy quote from me where I would take a normal turn of phrase and put a twist on it.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, before you do that, these badgers were asexual?
They weren't interested in any sort of romantic or sexual or physical relationship whatsoever.
How did you figure that out? Are you sure? Maybe they just aren't into you.
Yeah, everyone who turns you down isn't asexual.
I certainly beg to differ. My Fingarian kill count is quite high.
Oh. Come on.
How many buttholes did they have? One between the five?
They each had their own, and they had just one use for it. It was tragic.
Huh. Oh.
Honey, that's so sad.
Still sounds better.
Imagine having one butthole.
I do, and it's already enough trouble.
You're so lucky.
What do you got?
We don't have any holes.
Is that cannon?
We're not worrying about that tonight.
Oh, good.
No, feel.
You don't have like a big knot?
No,
like,
I don't have. I mean, we do, but it doesn't do it. It's like an accident.
Oh, I see.
We just have our roots and our leaves and our branches. You know what? You've seen a tree.
Yeah, I've seen a tree.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I know what trees are like. Now, Noah, as you travel through Foon collecting these stories, do you ever find yourself inserting yourself into the stories, or do you keep a kind of journalistic separation, hint, hint, Arnie?
I have a very professional relationship with the stories that we tell on this American, this Fungarian scribe.
What's this?
I'm so sorry. Strange, terrible word came out of my mouth that has never been spoken before.
It's all right. This episode is not canon.
Cool. Cool.
It's a bummer that the Catan episode isn't canon.
I mean, when you have an expanded universe, you can sort of cherry pick the stuff you want and just get rid of the rest.
Yeah.
Oh, I love picking cherries.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Better than pine cones.
I normally really do keep myself out of and have a journalistic remove telling the stories in third person until they're not interesting, and then I will get in there and cause division or anger between the subjects and kind of make it cool again.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is there an example of a time that you were on a particularly boring story and got in there and really fucked things up?
Well, once there was five badgers who kept not wanting anything to do with me. And
okay.
Are these the same badgers or different badgers?
I realize I've given a lot away that I didn't intend to. But there we go. So that's just one example. We had one of our most famous ones, which was remained in place at birth, where there were 12 babies born on the same day in the same hospital, and I just thought how much more interesting it would be if I just shuffled them like cards.
That was my favorite one.
20 years later, we did an episode following them and saw all the interesting ways in which they did or did not fit into their respective families. I won so many awards for that episode.
Arnie, this guy's a fucking monster.
I know.
Shuffling babies?
Yeah.
Do you think he did it
I tried, but I could never do the bridge, so yeah. No, I didn't.
Arnie, do you think it was like a...
Wait, careful, careful with some of these gestures.
Okay. Is this your baby?
Arnie, let's go to your phone.
Oh.
First things first, you have a text.
I do.
It's from Travis McElroy.
Oh.
He said, shall we do an escape room in San Francisco?
Tell him, no, don't text me again.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
We have an email here from Sean. Sean says, drove to a closed Burger King.
Oh.
Ooh, a lot of Sean's in the house.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it has been reported to us that tragically, the Burger King where Arnie made his egress into Foon is no longer there. It has been defaced, defiled. And I apologize that you can no longer taste their delicious chicken fries.
This week on this Fingarian Scrife, today is not your day. Have it no way.
You're good.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it.
Now what? I get it. Now I get it. You're
now
good.
I get it. Mm.
Chun, was there more to the email?
Yeah, I guess so. It says...
Interesting.
My girlfriend and I drove all the way to Chicago today from Madison, Wisconsin. And only just learned in the last, 20 minutes that the Burger King is closed. She's only listened to 2 episodes of the podcast.
Ooh, which
delete.
2?
We're gonna, that's a big delete. Here's an email from Julia.
Before you read that email, I would like to officially put out there that if you
represent some kind of fast food chain and are interested in promoting our Wi-Fi signal.
Arnie, we just got a text from Long John Silver's.
Perfect. Because I was also going to say, the only caveat is you need to be a fast food organization that's kind of funny.
Oh, Long John Silver's deleted their text.
Oh.
I didn't know that was a thing Earthlings could do. Here's an email from Julia. Says, boys night, game night. Since there is a storm, what are good games to play to pass the storm?
Oh.
Well, Pass the Storm is a game.
Ooh. We played a lot of Pass the Storm in journalism school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how it works, Arnie, is we'll start here, and you add one element of a storm. So you might say, like, big gust of wind.
Okay.
Or chilly temperature. Mm-hmm. And then each subsequent person has to say that thing and then add their own.
Okay.
You want to start us off?
Sure.
And this is the easiest part. Anything in the world. Anything at all. Just like
normally, this is where I would insert myself into the story.
Yeah.
How about thunderous lightning?
Perfect. And one chicken all alone. And now, Arnie, continue.
Okay. Thundering lightning and one chicken all alone, and a cow flying around in the sky.
Thunder and lightning and one chicken all alone, and a cow flying all around in the sky, and the most beautiful flower.
Huh. Thunder and lightning.
Oh.
This is happening.
Thunder.
I think flower socks say, bitch, I am.
One of them does. Thunder and lightning. And a cock all alone. And a cow flying over, and the most beautiful flower in the world, searching for a hole.
Thunder and lightning, and a cock all alone, and a cow flying through
a
the sky.
A cock all alone?
And
I changed it!
And a beautiful flower looking for a hole. As the winds spin and destroy all in their path, till naught is left before them, for the power of Usador has conjured this tornado to destroy evil wherever it may be.
For it
was an evil cow and an evil cock, and the flower and the tree should have the opportunity to copulate at their leisure.
And now we wrap back around.
I just want to quit before we do that. I just want to say, I'm pretty sure we just did it because Cabaron yelled jizz.
Oh, possible.
Oh.
Great.
When I said jazz.
Okay. You said that a lot of times on this show, now that I think about it.
Huh, yeah.
Let's call a David Spade.
So, this week, thunder and lightning, a cock all alone, a cow flying all around in the air, a beautiful face of a flower looking for a hole, and a giant tornado, and the type of language that would really get an audience excited. And evil being smitten by a powerful wizard named Usador.
Thank you. Do you see how easy it is to call me a powerful wizard, Arnie?
I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Capping it all off with, this has been Risky Jizzness.
Oh, shit. You try to end your show with, like, a good line?
Sometimes they just come to me. Sometimes.
Sometimes Risky Jizzness just comes to you.
Uh-huh.
Arnie, did you want to end with like a physical bit? Like, did you want to just wear your polo and nothing else and slide across the stage? Mm. Would that be more fun than Risky Jizzness?
Look, people... We all know no. I'm not going to move around that much.
Arnie, don't forget. Whatever.
Oh.
I was if someone tells you to do something you don't want to do, just say, whatever.
Do you keep showing everyone your pussy?
Yes, I do, in the hopes that someone will appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Honestly, that's just Usador's basic instinct.
This week on the Hello from the Magic Tavern, no stone left unturned. Or we can skip past another good line to not end the show.
You're
all fucking night.
Sharon is Karen.
Sharon is Karen?
That's...
You got booed! That's why I love you.
And I love you.
Foon.
Yes, that's what... There we go.
Noah, what's your personal life like?
I'm on the seventh marriage, four of which have been exciting and successful, three of which have ended in lawsuits.
Sure.
What's the spacing on that? Like, I want to know, out of seven, is it like every other was good, bad, good, like, or is it like...
I always hoped it'd be something I could count in public, like... It was healthy. It was toxic. It was healthy.
Oh, sorry. Start toxic. Over here. Start over here.
Right.
Start with the last one.
I have a brain for scrivening.
So it's like Star Trek movies. I can know that because this isn't canon.
Oh, in which case, yeah. Yes. Well, the first two are good.
Okay.
So my first two marriages were good. But third marriage was directed by Leonard Nimoy. So
Whoa, wait, hold on.
In my fourth marriage, I traveled through time and had to save a giant whale. And I have a lot of affection for that relationship in my past,
sure.
But I'm afraid to revisit it for fear that it won't hold up.
Sure.
Wasn't
a young Tom Hardy in one of your marriages?
Sure. He was... And I think a Benedict Cumberbatch in one of my most recent marriages.
Wow.
I almost called my marriage a movie.
So, going back to your, I believe, third marriage, when you were talking with your spouse at that time about letting Leonard Nimoy come in and direct your marriage,
yeah.
Did you say, yep. He can do it. He directed Three Men and a Baby.
Uh-huh.
Trent has never looked more surprised.
Wait, Three Men and a Baby? I thought where we came from in Foon, it was three babies and a man.
Wow.
I guess tonight's not canon. Yeah.
Look who's talking to!
Yeah. she was all for it.
Yeah.
It was just because she knew that he was more than just one character, that he was multifaceted,
sure.
And contained multitudes, and as both a performer and a director. And to that I say, live long John Silvers and prosper.
Usador, come here.
Yes, what?
Hey, you have to use your magic. You have to go back 10 minutes to when he said risky jizzness so we can end the show. Something's gone wrong.
I'll get it. Yes, no, don't worry.
Before you do that, I just want to say about your marriage that some advice I would give is just because you Vulcan doesn't mean you should.
Yeah. Profound. Uh-huh.
All right, do what you go fucking do.
All I'll add is, it's not wordplay, but Leonard Nimoy was very good in Fringe.
Huh, what's the joke there? Very good
no
in
joke.
Fringe.
No joke.
Fringe.
It's observational humor.
It's time to erase the audience's frown by gathering here and releasing the power of Doc Brown.
Oh, come on, dude.
Oh, mangoes.
Let us fly backwards in time like that cow in the sky.
Let us learn that lesson from Marty McFly. If the point we are at in the show is unsure, let us go now back to the future.
As you get you're a powerful wizard. And this has been Jizzky Jizzness.
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
Good enough.
It all came together as like perfectly like Paddington 2.
That's our show. That's our show. Thank you so much.
Yep, that was a live show. Usidore the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Cabalon Valentine, the Talking Tree, was played by John Sabine. You can see John perform with the improv team late 90s, Sundays at Logan Square Improv, also with the improvised Shakespeare Company at Chicago's IO Theater. Flower, the Talking Flower, was played by Brooke Bright. And Noah Payne was played by Andy Carey. You can see Andy in the Improvised Shakespeare Company at Chicago's IO Theater. You can also catch him in Paper Girls on Amazon Prime and Justified, City Primeval on Hulu. Special thanks to Talia Hall and for everyone that braved the winter weather to come to the show. Like I said up top, you can see lots of professional photos of the show on the Patreon. If you want to learn more about supporting the show, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Patrons can listen to the new season of Offices and Bosses, and later this week is a new Patreon episode where Arnie, Usidore, and Chunt try to put together a March Magic Bracket for patrons to vote on in the month of March. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. See you in 2 weeks with an extra little bonus thing, and then March 18 with the official beginning of Season 5.